Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. Tonight, we are reviewing the year, but we can only do it with your cooperation. Above all, I need your telephone calls. 44208-601-4555. That's the number to call. We'll call you back, establish a clear line, and remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero. You can SMS me at 44780008066, or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. You can even tweet now, comment_presstv. Well, which news stories affected you in 2014? To be honest, if I broadcast for the rest of the night, and then all the way through the night, I wouldn't be able to do justice to some of the momentous events that have occurred this year. This one, the Ebola virus beginning in Africa, spreading. The US-led and financed coup in Ukraine, which overthrew the elected president and abolished democracy, set fire to the parliament, and threatened to kill large numbers of members of the parliament unless they voted to change the constitution. And then in March, the mysterious Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Whatever happened to that aeroplane? Do you remember? They were always just about to find it. The Australian Prime Minister even went out on a boat himself in order to find it. Disasters struck Malaysia Airlines twice. Who shot down the Malaysian airliner over the war zone in Ukraine? And why was it flying there in any case? Of course, the crisis over Ukraine is still continuing. The people of Crimea, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, voted to rejoin Russia. And that set in motion sanctions and economic blockade against Russia, which is now having a very serious effect. President Putin is putting a brave face on it, but the fall in the value of the ruble has been serious, and it's been a joy for the hawks and the neocons in Washington who are responsible for it. The biggest events of the year for me, they may not, in global terms, have been as big as some of these other stories, but they imprinted themselves on this show with very considerable effect. In the summer of 2014, it will always be remembered by me that Israel launched a new and terrible massacre against the people of Gaza. 2 million people, behind the wire, with no means of exit, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, were ruthlessly bombarded by land, sea, and air, and massacred. They were shot like fish in a barrel. They had nowhere to go. Street by street, their hovels and refugee camps were leveled. Thousands and thousands were killed and maimed. Hundreds and hundreds of those were children. 500 children were killed, and thousands were wounded, maimed, or otherwise psychologically affected. In fact, it has now become, as was said in the newspapers this week, Gaza is the apocalypse. It's almost impossible to believe that 2 million human beings could be asked to suffer so much for so long with so little done to bring them relief. the leaders of the Arab world held a conference in Cairo and promised billions of pounds of reconstruction aid. Just 2%, 2% of that which was promised has in fact been delivered. Whilst it's business as usual, the buying of yachts, the gambling in casinos, the grotesque waste of resources by the Arab countries in the Persian Gulf has continued apace, whilst the people in Gaza don't even have anything to eat, nothing to keep them warm this winter time, living in the rubble, living in the open. And in the summer of 2014, this sweep by what they call ISIL, a murderous, crucifying, mutilating, torturing, mass murdering gang, set off on a rampage across Iraq and found it very, very easy to acquire territory. They now control an area the size of Great Britain, traversing the Syrian and Iraqi border and obliterating it. They have declared themselves a caliphate. A Mr. Baghdadi, although that's not his real name, has appointed himself as the caliph and demanded that all Muslims in the world pay obedience to him, even though they don't know who he is, what he stands for. They've never seen him, never heard him, never read him. He's a complete mystery. Or is he? It seems he was a prisoner of the United States. It seems he was regarded highly by the United States, given all kinds of privileges whilst a prisoner of the United States, allowed to move around between prisons, allowed to visit prisoners in other places. Who knows who ISIL really are? Who knows who ISIL really worked for? We know that they've never said a word or lifted a hand against Israel. Indeed, some of their fighters have been treated by Israeli medics in Israeli-occupied Syrian territory. But the rampage of the settlers, the mass murder of ISIL, are the two issues that will remain longest and loom largest for me. This, you'll recall, the beating of an American citizen, the terrible suffering in Gaza, the multiplication of Israeli settlements on the West Bank, the closure of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the rampages over the Haram al-Sharif by settlers, soldiers, and police officers. These are the images that will remain longest for me. But I want to hear from you what news stories affected you most in 2014. Mohammed is always worth hearing. He's from South Wales. Mohammed, welcome to the show, brother. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum to you, George.
Wa alaikum salam.
And Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I hope you have a prosperous and a good new year as well, mate.
All Thank right? you so much.
Well, basically, the two stories just carrying on where you left off about the ISIS, right? That story will stick in our head for long, long time. Who have organized them? Who have set them free? And what are they doing to the Islamic Ummah, right? They are set up of the United States and Israel policy to divide the Muslim countries into small states where Israel can control them very finely to their own ideology. And so, I mean, basically the Palestinian issue is another one which will stick in our head for years to come. When they kill Muslim children, nobody say anything, BBC, CNN, but you touch an Israeli kid, right, the whole world will be up in their arms. So the Muslim life is worthless, right, to them, to the American unto the Israeli, unto the European country, and especially our Britain as well. Basically, it's sad because what it is, the Israeli control the media lobby. It's just like your press TV, where they switched them off because they were speaking the truth, right? And they don't like the people who speak the truth wherever they are in the world. And it's sad that about time that our country, Britain, and also other European countries should take a stand against Israel Zionist, not Israel people. The Israeli people are very, very good people, some of them. But the Zionist people, they are the worst enemy of the world because they want to control the whole world the way they want to. And so therefore, that's why America don't say nothing about the Palestinian people, because every time the foreign secretary of America goes to, we want to make a peace with Palestine, you are one-sided. How can you be a neutral peace maker when you are only speaking for one side?
I'll tell you what, Mohammed. Of course, I agree with most of what you said. I would just put my own point of view in two places. First of all, it's not that Israel controls the media. It's that the media is on Israel's side. They don't need anybody to control them. There's no one in Tel Aviv calling the BBC and asking them to twist and distort and cover up stories in Israel's interest. There's no need for that. The BBC, because it is a state broadcaster, faces in the direction that the British state wants them to face. They are slavish, obedient to the British state's policy diktats. And for the moment, because we haven't yet changed the orientation of the British state, the British state's interests lie with Israel, whoever is running it, and whatever Israel is actually doing. I don't know if the West, Israel, set up ISIL. I suspect that they probably did not. But there is no doubt in my mind that they might as well be creations of Israel and the West. They might as well. Why do I say that? Because the conduct of ISIL has done more damage to Islam, has caused more carnage and more terror amongst the Arabs than anything in history, I would argue. The image, the pristine image of Islam as a religion